This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
It's time for us to sit down with Simon Antrobus, RNIB's chief executive, for a regular weekly catch-up. Are you out and about again, Simon? Are you indoors this time?
Hi, Alan. Yes, it's another week of travelling around. I've had a couple of days in the RNIB HQ in London, but out and about meeting people and having conversations.
Now, we are going to be chatting a little bit about sport shortly. It's a bit of a summer sport at the moment, an accessible sport. However, RNIB are announcing 5 new trustees to their boards. Really important work that the board do as well. And I think importantly as well, it's a voluntary position.
It is indeed. And our trustees play a vital role in the organisation. So they bring their own level of expertise and understanding, which is really important. But equally, they're here to provide support to the organisation, but to also provide some scrutiny and challenge to the executive leadership team on the plans we might have, the strategies we might be undertaking, and the performance of the organisation overall. So they're a really valuable resource. They provide their support voluntarily. There's a rigorous programme of recruitment to go through to get to this point. And of course, one of the things that we're really keen to ensure, as we are at every level in the organisation, is where we can, they bring a level of lived experience as well. So that's really important to us. So experience, knowledge and wisdom in terms of helping us run this fantastic organisation, but a level of lived experience around sight loss where we can as well.
RNIB actively tries to find people who have, as you say, lived experience or have sight loss themselves. I think we're up to like 50% now with these new members. Indeed, of the 5 new board members, 3 have a visual impairment as well. And, you know, a real varied amount of backgrounds here, from chief execs to really high up in HR, international levels as well, big finance backgrounds, I suppose, you know, showing the real importance of the people that the organisation needs.
Do you know, I think it's great, Alan. It reflects as well the level of respect of RNIB itself, that people of that caliber want to come and join us and volunteer on our trustee board. So you're right, we've got director level experience around the health sector, communications and policy, and that individual comes with sight loss experience as well. You know, our new treasurer is a highly experienced finance leader, former CFO, and really understands how those finances work, or work brilliantly with our finance and operations team in the organisation. Great experience around another one of our new trustees around safeguarding, you know, he's looking after our people, culture and safeguarding committee. Huge experience around HR and people and organisational change, which is absolutely critical. And then, you know, people that come with a level of experience of charity, the charity world and the commercial world, alongside their own lived experience of sight loss, but also the funding world. How does the funding world work? And then, importantly, experience around audit, risk and compliance, which are really important. You know, this organisation needs to be creative and imaginative and drive things forward for blind and partially sighted people. But we need to do it in an environment where we understand the risks as well as the opportunities, and that we're being very careful about how we approach activity. And then when we do, we're very strong on how we learn about the things we do through the auditing that we undertake as well. So it's fantastic that we've got a new set of trustees joining us. I want to say and pay tribute to those trustees that are moving on, that have made a massive contribution. So Alice, Deborah and Tanya and Liz, who have done great things over a number of years for this organisation as trustees. They've really brought their wisdom, knowledge, experience. And their term is up, so they're moving on, and these new individuals are coming in. So it's a really good time to be working with the board at the moment.
It's a busy time then, Simon, for yourself and others as well. You know, even behind the scenes, you'll be talked about the purpose. We're going to be talking about more on that later in the month. You've got the strategy that will come from that as well. You've got new board members coming in too. Sometimes people don't realise what goes on behind the scenes. You know, it's the swan in the water and the craziness underneath and the grace on top.
Yeah, and that, you know, some people can say that's the joy of it. But it is, you're right, Alan, a very busy time, and in an uncertain time as well for charities. So these are all important things that we've got to get right. Like, we've when we have new trustees join, we want to make sure that their induction is really strong. They get to know and understand the organisation that they've joined, how they can make their contribution. We've got to bring them up to speed with the work we're doing around the difference we want to make for blind and partially sighted people. You know, all of these things are happening at the same time. You know, we've got to make sure we coordinate that well. And of course, we want to do it right for those brilliant supporters, those donors that have given us a donation and some funding. We want to make sure we're getting it right for them as well, that we're actually using their money effectively and appropriately to make a real difference for blind and partially sighted people.
Now, on a lighter note then, it's been a very, very busy summer of sports out there. You know, we've got Wimbledon, we've got cricket on at the moment, we've got Nations Rugby, we've got the World Cup happening at the moment. Everywhere you look, the sport. And more now, live sport is getting that audio described touch, or it's getting that immersive audio touch as well. And I'm thinking back to R&IB, we were heavily involved with the BBC in getting Strictly live AD. That was a bit of a first. That hadn't really happened a great deal in the UK, but we've tinkered with things like the Six Nations as well with ITV. But we are now seeing, I think, the fruits of that, would you say, with more and more of these events getting that accessibility touch?
Yeah, and I'm, you know, I'm super proud, I've said it before, Alan, of the role that the RNIB's played in making these things happen and bring them to life. You know, I've said it many times that connection is so important, and connection with the things that are going on in the world is vital for blind and partially sighted people. There's joy for those that love sport. There's real joy in being able to participate, but also to watch and understand. And audio description for sport is the fundamental for me, creates that opportunity to join in, to be part of the experience, particularly the World Cup at the moment or Wimbledon. You want to make sure that there's an enhanced experience for blind and partially sighted people, and we've played our role in that alongside other organizations. So this is the most accessible Wimbledon for blind and partially sighted people that we've seen in a very, very long time, and that's great. Equally with the sport, with the World Cup as well. And we want to make sure that for every sport, there's an opportunity for blind and partially sighted people to feel that they can connect and enjoy it. We're still on a journey, I think. If we have to be honest about this, there's still so much more we can do. But I think we can also recognise the contribution and part we have played as RNIB in bringing knowledge and information to the media world, the broadcast world, and holding them to account, Alan, which I think is so important. You know, there's so much more we can still do, but we can recognise what we've done as well.
We were talking to the guys behind the Wimbledon access, and you know, it's amazing listening to the AD of it, but then you've got the beep that follows the ball, and the beep changes depending on the speed, the height, where it lands on the court, where it goes. Very immersive audio. You've got the World Cup now with the audio description, some fabulous audio description on BBC, ITV and STV as well. You've got the Six Nations, and you know, some of this actually started even before we had lots of live AD. We'll go back maybe a couple of decades now. RNIB ran a competition called Soccer Sight, and it was to train someone just to be an audio describer in a football ground during the match, talking to people on headphones. And we've come such a long way to have AD in all these sports grounds now as well. And that was just like a competition which RNIB run way, way back.
When you think about the technology that goes with what you've described for Wimbledon, it's on another level, isn't it? And it's fantastic. And the more we can bring that to all sport, but then beyond sport to things that other people enjoy, we have the opportunity because our president is Victoria Smurfit, who's one of the stars of the television series Rivals, to go to the premiere of Rivals season 2. And some blind and partially sighted people joined us at that premiere. And it was one of the things that Victoria said, and I'm very proud of her on this, was that she said it has to be audio described in that cinema, so that the blind and partially sighted people that joined us were able to feel that they could fully join into the whole experience. And, you know, that's absolutely right. And I'm really pleased, again, as I say, that, you know, we're thinking of those things as we continue to stand up for the needs of blind and partially sighted people.
A summer of accessible sport and entertainment, more of it to come as well. We're almost out of time, but if you'd like to find out more about RNIB and its services, do have a look at the website, rnib.org.uk. The helpline is there on 0303 123 9999. You can use your smart speaker speaker to call the helpline as well. For the moment, though, Simon, thank you very much for chatting with us again on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Alan.
This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.